Ravens get another win, back-to-back now, as they get the job done against the Dolphins, 28-6. It's almost that time for Mike McDaniel. Almost that time. Ruski game of the week. You guessed it. Chiefs versus Bills. Another classic rematch between Mahomes and Josh Allen. Sunday Night Football, Commanders, Seahawks. Can the Commanders get back in form? Monday Night Football, Cowboys, Cardinals. Can the Cowboys get back into some winning ways? This is the Fumble Ruski Podcast.
It may not have always showed it in the stat sheet, but you can see him making throws when he needs to make the throws.
Back-to-back games where he has three touchdowns.
Someone's got to get that six or seven spot.
He's an elite wide receiver as a rookie.
Truly a lose-lose scenario for both sides.
Welcome to the Fumble Ruski Podcast by Power 88 Dean Radio and Secret Weapon Consulting. He's CJ Medeiros. He's Justin Tucker. I'm Chris Kostich. The Dolphins embarrass themselves yet again. They lose 28-6. In terms of this game, the Dolphins had no juice. None. Especially the offense. It was terrible. On the Ravens side, Ravens should have won this game by, like, they should have put up 50. And, like, Tuck, be happy about the win. I'm not going to take that away from you. But there was a lot left to be desired. I'm going to just be blunt with it, you know? Like, a lot left to be desired.
Is this where I come in? Is it?
Yeah. I want you to respond to my comment and then like proceed with your analysis.
As far as it left a lot to be desired, I figured it was Lamar's first game back, so it was going to look a little rusty regardless, especially in the first half. He's trying to get used to the offense being back under center, getting actual game speed reps. So I knew the first half was going to be a little bit rough. I knew that Miami was going to try to do the same thing Atlanta was doing, and it actually worked really well in the first half. They just had a lot of miscues and couldn't get points on the board. So that's where I was. As far as the overall game, BTA, belt to ass. That's what I am talking about. Ravens looking solid that second half. The first half, the Dolphins looked good. They had 226 yards of total offense in the first half. Second half, not so much. Tua didn't get anything going in that second half. Jalen Waddle got shut down for the most part in the second half. I'm happy. My defense is actually looking solid. Granted, it's the Dolphins. I can live with that. As long as it's not 35 points, I'll take anything at this moment in time. I'm sick and tired of watching my defense get abused like stepchildren. I'm happy. 28-6 is a very solid win. People need to see the Ravens dominate. We got a dominant win. Lamar Jackson looked good. He had four touchdowns. He looked like his old self again. I think there's still a lot more to be carried. I think Derrick Henry needs to get going in the first half instead of just trying to finish in the second half. I think the running game needs to be fixed, especially on the offensive line. The defense looks better. Roquan Smith looks better. Marlon Humphrey looks better. And Malachi Starks finally got an interception. And we're finally getting turnovers. We won the turnover battle today, 3-0. About damn time. I'm liking the turnovers we're getting. All in all, it was a solid team victory. The first half was a little bit sloppy, but we were able to correct, make adjustments, and then come back and put belt to ass in the second half. I'm happy with the way this team performed tonight. We get 10 games, and then we move on to next week. I'm good.
I don't even know if I want to let CJ go at this point. I don't think anything's going to top that. You can go, though, CJ. Your take.
Thank you. You're very generous. First and foremost, I hate that I left Mark Andrews on my bench in fantasy. This absolute goober decides, oh, I'm just not going to do anything ever. Oh, and now that I'm on the bench, I'm going to score two touchdowns because I couldn't do jack or crap on National Tight Ends Day. Now I'm just going to mess around and get that up.
Go ahead and die for me because you are a net negative on society.
That's over new sound effects, by the way. I believe that was Chris. Chris, did you do that?
Yes, I did.
All right. Yeah, we have some new sound effects. Stay tuned. You know, we're going to be unveiling a lot more maybe throughout the show, but definitely the next few. You're going to love that. But yeah, no, yeah, that's how I feel, Mark Andrews. And of course, Lamar throws four touchdowns and none are to Zay Flowers. There's a league where I can win money, Lamar. You're not helping me. Or should I blame Harbaugh, who I hate? I hate you, John Harbaugh, but whatever. Whatever.
So I had Lamar Jackson in for me, so I was at a pretty penny.
Oh, you are the happiest of all the campers.
Yes.
So so for the Ravens, I more lean towards what Tuck said. Chris, I know you said left a lot to be desired. I more so lean in Tuck's camp where it was going to be his first game back. But then again, four touchdown passes on his first game back. You can't be mad at that. You just can't. There were some hiccups defensively, and yeah, it's the Dolphins, but they still have Devon Achane, Devin, and what's his name, and Jalen Waddle. Not to mention, Tua just threw four touchdown passes against the Falcons, and you kept them out of the end zone entirely. That's nothing to sneeze at. Maybe, just maybe, Zach Orr can be salvaged.
We're not going that far yet.
I mean, personally, I would lean no, but hey, we'll see. Everyone gets their night tonight. But you want to know whose night it wasn't, my fellow Americans? That quippy vaping D-bag, Mike McDaniel. Wow, what an absolute loser he is. Good Lord. And you may remember this from years ago. I was never a fan of him. Oh, and now that the Finn folk or Miami fans have finally seen the light, it feels like I can rest easy, because at this point, it's a matter of when, not if he's fired. Can't beat good teams. Can't win in the cold. Just more concerned at like clapping back at the press and trying to be funny than, you know, winning or game planning. Yeah. My hatred of him was justified from day one, and I'm glad he's on the fast track to getting fired. And as for their GM, Chris Greer, nah, chuck him out yesterday. You let the Ravens, who are injured, but they do have Lamar back, but, you know, he's going to be rusty. You let him come in and let that piss-poor defense with a piss-poor defensive coordinator, no offense, Tuck, keep you out of the end zone, and then you let Lamar, who's just been hurt these last few weeks, put four touchdowns on your head. And did you just forget how to play football? Because you decimated the Atlanta Falcons. Tua threw four touchdowns with one eye. And it's like Mike McDaniel looked at that and said, you see that good performance? Yeah. No more of that. It's going to be same old Dolphins for me. So yeah, for the Ravens, this was a much needed win. And since Pittsburgh lost last week, and the Ravens now have won two in a row, that division is not locked. And Tuck, you of all people should know, the Ravens are coming for the Steelers. And as for the Dolphins, it's over. It's actually over. You know, just let McDaniel and Greer loose into the wild, you know, let them frolic on the beaches and whatever before you inevitably put them out the pasture. Yeah, it's over for Miami. Like, this is the type of performance that gets entire regimes canned. Also, fun fact, their owner, Stephen Ross, I don't know, did you see that video of him like having an absolute temper tantrum that he had to park his like private plane too far from his car?
I did not.
Yeah, it was very funny. It was actually very funny. It's like, wow, what an absolute joker. Like, that's
gross.
Cool mag, as it were.
Yeah. Kind of to expand on mine, like, yeah, I'll agree that, you know, it's Lamar's first game back, but even when he got settled in, like, he had four touchdowns at the end of the game, at the end of the day. Like, he settled in. But even, like, after he settled in, I felt like there was too many times the Ravens were kind of just like, you know, they're moving the ball up downfield. Like Derrick Henry breaks off a big run or like 15 yard gain, and then it stalls. And then it stalls again. And it's like, you should be finishing the job right now. Like, you know, this is shit. Like, this is the shit that, like, makes the Ravens blow all these leads. They just stall out. But that's my thing. But obviously, as CJ just went talked about, like, I think the failure is just the Dolphins. Like, that was such a piss poor performance, especially at home on prime time. Like, just terrible.
I agree. Mm-hmm. It does. We do tend to like stall at certain points in time where we absolutely just cannot. And I think some points you can point at Lamar because he wants to do everything and he takes the necessary hits, but he's won two MVPs doing it. I'm fine with it. I can live with that because if anybody's going to make a play, it's Lamar. He can make something out of nothing. So I have to live with that, even though I want him to like throw the ball away at times because some people are just not open. But again, he's more than willing to make a play and he can do it. So I just have to live with that. The only other thing I would like to talk about is you brought up the Steelers. They got to face the Colts this week. We got to see about them. And if they lose and we still have to see them again, twice, this division is not over yet. True, I think we're still behind the Bengals and the Steelers are still number one in the division. But it's not over yet. This is going to be interesting down the stretch.
I like it. I like that confidence. I'm going to say right now I have the Colts. Colts by a million. We'll get to that later on. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Ruski game of the week, Chiefs, Bills.
It may not have always showed it in the stat sheet, but you can see him making throws when he needs to make the throws.
Back-to-back games where he has 3 touchdowns.
Someone's got to get that 6th or 7th spot.
He's an elite wide receiver as a rookie.
Truly a lose-lose scenario for both sides.
Welcome back to the Fumble Ruski Podcast. Let's get into our Ruski game of the week, the Chiefs and the Bills. Chiefs are hot right now. They are hot. Patrick Mahomes currently leads the MVP vote. No big surprise because the media loves to just glaze him. They glaze him. Yeah. So there's that. What's his odds at right now? Does anyone know?
Like plus 150 last time I checked.
Okay. Josh Allen's currently tied for 2nd with Drake May, my glorious king, at plus 400, according to DraftKings. No free sponsorships. But for this game, you know, Bills, they came out of the bye week. They get a big win against Carolina. They blow the doors off of Carolina. And that was after having a 2-game losing skid going into that bye week. Do they keep it going? Well, it's going to be tough to do that, of course, because you got a very hot Chiefs team that has also been rolling. Well, what I find interesting is, you know, whenever Mahomes and Josh Allen come, they meet, right? In the regular season, it's always the Bills. In the postseason, it's always the Chiefs. We're in Buffalo. I say history repeats itself. Bills get the regular season game against the Chiefs. Oh, excuse me. CJ, take it away.
You know what? Screw history. I'm going with the Chiefs, and it pains me, but there's one thing that concerns me. Look, if you are the lowly box score watcher, or mouth breathers as I refer to them, you may look at Allen's numbers and say, wow, he's looking great. The eye test shows something different. He's not really throwing the ball as much. He's taking more short passes. And some of his longer passes, like that long touchdown to Shakir against the Panthers, were intermediate passes that his receivers just took to the house. And I'm noticing that they're starting to rely more on James Cook. I don't know if you all have noticed that, but it's true. Yes. They're starting to use him more, both as a receiver, but now more as a runner. And honestly, Allen, he usually wows, he usually dazzles. But this year, no. His stats look fine, but once again, the eye test, very, very different. And it to me, it just seems like, you know, they were undefeated. And ever since they lost to New England, that stunner in Buffalo, they haven't looked right. I mean, sure, they beat up on the Panthers, but that wasn't even a fully healthy Panthers team. You beat them without Bryce Young, which granted, I don't think would have made that much of a difference. But come on. You beat up Andy Dalton in the Big 25. Do you want me to like massage your shoulders or something? I bet you would, weirdo. But yeah, so think about this, right? Their defense has been suspect as well. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're being the teams they're supposed to be, you know, like the Jets and the Panthers. But, you know, the Ravens put up 40 on them. The Dolphins did end up getting three scores. The Saints even put up 19 on them. They lost New England. They surrendered 24 to the Falcons as well. So this definitely isn't the stout Bills unit of old. And the Chiefs are clicking with Rashee Rice back. The only thing that I think can hurt Kansas City is, one, their defense has also been suspect. So if James Cook can take advantage of that, that's definitely going to keep Mahomes off the field. You have to keep the ball out of his hands. And second, the Chiefs' running game has not been impressive at all. Be it Kareem Hunt, be it Pacheco, be it whoever, they haven't been able to get it started. And it's very noticeable. Well, obviously, you know, Mahomes can throw, and that's, you know, what he does. He's got that rocket arm. But honestly, they're pretty one-dimensional. That defense looks strong, then it'll just falter randomly. So I think it's going to be close, but I do think the Chiefs do roll into Orchard Park, New York, and get the win.
Tuck?
Can I pick both of them to lose? Both of them to lose.
Okay, so a tie. We can pick a tie.
No, I mean an actual loss on their record. I don't want a tie. I want them both to lose. But if I had to pick one to win, I think the Bills are going to win because I think they're just an overall better team, and it's a home game for Josh Allen. I think he'll play good, and I think they'll do well enough to win. I think the defense is solid enough to keep them in the game, and I think Josh Allen will make enough plays to keep the Kansas City Chiefs off balance, keep Patrick Mahomes off the field, and do enough to get the win. I think it's going to be like 27-24 Buffalo. I think that's kind of what the score is going to be. But I think Josh Allen will be able to get the job done, which he did last year as well. So hopefully they both lose, but I think Josh Allen's going to get it done.
Some other storylines surrounding the game. Pacheco hurt his knee against Washington on Monday night. Could potentially not play this week. Kansas City's also going to be without left tackle Josh Simmons, who has been away from the team while dealing with a family situation. So Jalen Moore will start again in his place. And they could also have Trey Smith coming back as well. Bills also could be with Gabe Davis at some point this season. So could see turn from him either this week or in the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. Week nine early slates. Teams on the bye this week: Cleveland, the Jets, the Eagles, and Tampa Bay. We go to Cincinnati, where it's the Bears and the Bungles. Bears by 2.5, over under 51.5. Talk about some bad losses for these two teams the last few weeks. And now the Bengals are good. Going to be without Joe Flacco as well.
Did I miss something? Joe Flacco's out?
Or First came a disappointing loss for Joe Flacco. Now is dealing with a shoulder injury.
Oh, okay. Because I thought he finished the game against the Jets.
I don't know why I thought that he was out. He is getting limited reps in practice right now, though. For some reason, I thought that I saw he was out. But
that means potential Jake Browning start. I did not account for that.
I didn't even think about that, honestly. But, geez, that's an interesting.
I've already committed.
Yeah. Well, I think in that case, I think the Bears are going to get a bounce back win. They need, I mean, if this offense is going to get going again against any defense, it's the Bengals defense, especially since they let up 39 to the freaking Jets offense. Jesus. Give me the Bears. Give me the Bears.
I chose
DeAndre Swift. They're going to go off.
I don't even want to talk about this game. I chose the Bengals because I thought Joe Flacco would be healthy. But if Jake Browning is getting the start, the Bears are absolutely going to kill
the Bears. Hey, who knows? I mean, the Bears defense also gave up 31 to Tyler Huntley and the Ravens. So
true.
But the Bengals gave up 39 to Fields and the Jets. That doesn't mean much. I picked the Bengals because I thought their talent would just flat out win them the game. If Joe Flacco's out, they're not going to win. But I think Joe Flacco's going to start at the end of the day, and I think that he'll do enough to get the job done. Hopefully, unless that defense fumbles again.
I'm going with the Bears. Any defense that gets dotted up by Justin Fields should not be. It just shouldn't. And I know it's in Cincinnati, and I think there'll be some fireworks because, you know, Browning's going to have to force it to Chase and to Higgins. But, you know, the Bears are going to be out for blood after Baltimore embarrassed them with, I can't believe it's not Lamar. So, yeah, just a bad time to be a Bengals fan. And even if Flacco's playing, A, he's going to be playing banged up, and B, you can't win a boat race with the geriatric Joe Flacco in the Big 25.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
The Jets apparently beg to differ, Justin.
That's not, again, it's the Bengals defense. You can win. You just need a better defense.
Yeah, they don't have that.
Unfortunate, but it is what it is.
Moved on to the next game, the Vikings and the Lions. Vikings currently have the spread at 9.5, over under 48.5. All right, here's the real story of this, like JJ McCarthy starting, right? Blah, blah, blah. Carson Wentz was playing the last 3 weeks with a torn labrum. Insane. And they're just throwing him back. They're just throwing a wounded dog out there and just battling, taking hit after hit after hit. And God knows how often that shit was popping in and out because it was probably doing that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in pain. A lot of respect for Carson Wentz, but B, like, the JJ McCarthy injury, they're either hiding something, or like JJ McCarthy's ankle really was that bad, but it's turned into Carson Wentz being out for the season. So now you got JJ McCarthy coming in to this one where the Vikings haven't beaten the Lions in five matchups. They haven't beaten them in five matchups. And the Lions are hot. Undefeated at home. Just feels like nothing can stop them right now. Give me Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit's going to handedly win this one. I think it'll be close until halftime when the Lions make the adjustments, and then I think David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs will just have their way with the defense. And offensively, I don't think they can keep up, even though Justin Jefferson, it doesn't matter the quarterback, he'll get his numbers, but I think it'll just be a tough outing for the Vikings.
See you,
Lions. I think we're all in agreement here.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys summed it up pretty well. And because of the division game, like Tuck said, I do think it'll be close for like maybe a quarter and a half, but then the Lions are going to start pulling away. As far as McCarthy goes, what even is like wrong with him? And Chris, you think that his injury is a lot worse than when we were being let on. I do think the converse could be true, that maybe they're just babying him. Okay, that's the
I'm saying it's either or.
At this point, you're right. I mean, babying is a harsh word, but I definitely think they're shielding him more than maybe they should. That's more where I lean. Could be that he was worse than before, but the real fans want to see Max Brosmer, but we're not going to get that. Either way, give me the Lions.
Yeah. Panthers, Packers. Guess the spread.
Let me guess. Packers plus 16.5?
No, but right idea.
17.5, higher or lower?
Lower. Tuck, what's your guess?
14.5. Oh, sorry.
Plus 13, Packers.
Minus 13.5 for the Packers. Over under 44.5. This ain't going to be much of a game.
Only way it's even remotely watchable is, do we know if they're going to have Bryce Young, or is he still doing that high ankle sprain?
He has been practicing, so I'm going to say he will play.
Okay, so it's going to be the Packers by 17 instead of 21. Cool.
Return to practice this week. Panthers are optimistic he will play after sitting out last week with an ankle injury. 1-3 straight start before missing the Buffalo game. Dalton also has a broken thumb, so I don't think that they'll really send him out, depending on which hand, of course, but I doubt that they'll be throwing him out there, especially if Bryce Young is healthy. Excuse me. With that being said, Packers.
Yeah, I'm also going Packers.
Packers. Feel differently to Parsons.
Yeah. Keep on the lookout as well. Chuba Hubbard is potentially going to be on the move. Whispers going around that could be the in Patriots world. That could be a potential landing spot. Same thing with Breece Hall from what I've seen. Or did you guys see the Breece Hall Instagram story that he posted?
Yeah, it was like him just like, it was a dude with like wide eyes when he hears about trade rumors. Yes. I swear, watch nobody get traded. It would be cool to have a hectic deadline, but we rarely get them. It's usually like mid-tier guys you've never heard of getting traded. But
Getting traded to like a contender or something like that.
Yeah. Outside of Micah Parsons, it just seems like nothing ever happens, at least with trade, especially not the deadline.
When was the last like deadline? Like Von Miller, I can recall as being one, but like other than that,
doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Well, because think about it, if you're trading someone at the deadline, you're pretty much asking to get shortchanged.
Yeah.
You know, like you are going to get lowballed and you're going to like it. That's just the way things are. You know, I'm just the messenger here, but we can all agree.
Chargers Titans, Chargers by 9.5, over under 43.5. Honestly, I'd be down to use this time to preview the Chargers and Titans game to just talk about the trade deadline, to be honest. Because it's gonna be the Chargers.
Yeah.
Like there's no doubt about it. All right. So free agency. Trade deadline. So
They're not going to trade anyone. The Titans aren't going to trade anyone.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying like in general. I'm just saying in general. Top name that you guys see getting sent out.
Quinn Williams.
Okay.
If he's available, I want him, but they're not going to give him for cheap is what the understanding is.
It is the Jets. You never know.
Yeah. CJ?
I don't know, man. I've got it in my head that like nothing's going to happen. So, you know,
fair enough.
Honestly, I would love to see AJ Brown get traded, but
not happening.
Philly's just too much of a prickly pear to, you know, do anything cool.
We've talked about,
isn't like they just traded Jahan Dotson to the Jets. They can't trade AJ Brown too.
Well, I'm saying like they could, but they would also be in $70 million of dead.
You know, that's true. I'll give you all that.
Like they take on a $70 million cap hit. Like, Howie's not putting them into the world that the Saints are in.
Yeah.
Also, Tony Pollard might be another one who gets moved. Mm. Oh, Jacoby Myers, too. He wanted a trade Myers. Earlier. That could possibly be.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Jacoby Myers is on the market.
He's a good receiver.
Yeah, he could come to Baltimore and immediately be number two.
No, he could not. No, he could not.
Oh, what? Is Unc Hopkins going to do anything?
We have Bateman and Flowers. He's not starting over either.
Yeah, he would start over Bateman.
Yes, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yeah, he would.
Mr. Crash out at the refs from this game, Rashad Bateman, that one? Refresh my memory.
Yeah, the one that scored the touchdown. Yes. No, he's not getting over Bateman. Stop it.
I don't know, buddy. Bateman has done jack and crap this year, man. I'm just saying.
You try to deal with that offense without Lamar in it.
Yeah, and Jacoby Brissett had to deal with Geno Smith and has put up more yards. And he has more catches as well. He doesn't have any touchdowns, though, because Bateman at least has one that he scored tonight.
That's one. That's more than Jacoby Myers. We're not arguing this. We're not arguing who's better. We're just arguing the market, the free agent market, or the trade market.
Yeah, regardless. I still think Myers could get traded.
I don't think the Ravens will trade Mark Andrews, but his name has been shopped around. But I don't think that'll happen, especially after tonight.
All right, let's move on. Patriots-Falcons. Patriots by 5.5. I don't even care about the over-under. Give me the Pats. I just want to talk about Drake May. In terms of the 30 best quarterback seasons on downfield throws, which is more than 10 air yards, a minimum of 75 attempts. So this is going back to 1999. Drake May leads by, a billion. Sam Darnold, low-key having like that type of season, like one of the best downfield throwing seasons of all time of any quarterback. But I'll read you off some of the guys that Drake May is better than in their years. Aaron Rodgers, 2011 MVP year.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised to know that Josh McCown in 2013 is around the top five.
Not surprised. Because I think that's the game he played against the Cowboys where he lit him up. Probably. Not surprised.
Russell Wilson, 2018. Alex Smith, 2017.
Huh.
Get back to some of the bigger names. Tom Brady, 2016. Drew Brees, 2011.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan, MVP year, 2016. Mm-hmm. Joe Burrow, 2021.
Ugh.
And Tom Brady, 2007. MVP here. So I just wanted to Drake May. I love Drake May.
All right. Enough draking it. He'll win. He'll win decisively because I don't trust the Falcons right now. I thought they would be a playoff candidate. They look anything but. This is the same Dolphins team that put up four touchdowns and zero interceptions against that Falcons team. And they just got abused on national television. I got the Patriots by a million right now.
CJ.
It should be New England. It's going to come down to, first of all, the Falcons' pass defense is sneakily underrated. But, you know, the Browns have a really good pass defense, too. But, you know, Drake May disagreed. Can the O-line protect Drake May, and can New England keep a lid on Bijan Robinson? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but New England, I saw a stat that said they had not allowed a guy to go over 50 yards on them all season. And Bijan's going to be a test, even if he does break that 50 mark. And New England's run defense has been really good. They're going to have to keep a lid on him and keep a lid on Pitts, too, because they've been susceptible to tight ends as well. But overall, in New England, I got to go with Drake and the Pats. We will be draking it. Tuck.
Yes. Yes.
Of course you are.
Fun fact, Patriots have won the past 7 meetings against the Falcons, and the Falcons haven't won in Foxborough since 1998, when Gillette Stadium wasn't even around. Question is, of course,
what was it? Sullivan Stadium?
I just consider it Foxborough Stadium, to be honest. Falcons, question, of course, are they going to have Penix or not? Same thing with Drake London. Both those players missed last week. The other news too from the Patriots, Kyle Duggar and Keon White both got shipped out Tuesday. That was kind of random, to say the least. Steelers need secondary help. 49ers need defensive help. And Pats really haven't used either, like, at all this year. Like, Kyle Duggar basically was brought down to special teams. So, yeah. And Keon White, I can't even think of many games that he actually played in this year.
Yeah, he's
last week.
His role got snatched from him by Chaseon, and he and Duggar both regressed mightily. So, I mean, the return sucks, but at the end of the day, it's one of those things where the cap space is really its own reward.
Yeah. And of course the report's also coming out that Belichick almost took Keon White in the first round over Christian Gonzalez, instead of being a second round pick, and he had to be talked out of it, out of taking Keon White in the first round. So Jesus Christ,
talk him out of it. They overruled them. Cause Gonzalez, who was supposed to be a top 10 pick, was like right there. And, the Commanders stupidly passed on him, and Bill was going to take Keon White until everyone in the room said no. Last season, you took Cole Strange. We let you have your funny pick, but now we're going to help. And, I'm just glad we got Gonzalez. I mean, they got White after all, and look what happened.
Yep. Giants, 49ers. 49ers are favored by 2.5 on the road. Giants, of course, without Cam Scataboo for the rest of the year. So Tyrone Tracy, who originally basically lost his job to Scataboo, will regain his job back because of injury. He lost his job because of injury, and now he's getting it back because of the other injury. And so this is the other side of the Keon White trade. So a little bit of pass rush help for the Niners, especially with, of course, Bosa having season-ending season-ending knee injury, and then more injuries, of course, Bryce Huff and Gross Matos. You get the idea. But this Giants offense, just the skill set is a little bit depleted, but boy, do they have a chance when they have Jackson Dart. I like Jackson Dart. I like him. He's a good quarterback. You know what? Give me the Giants at home.
No.
Give me the Giants at home. Why not? Why not?
49ers more.
Why not? I mean, geez. Like, I think we're a little past.
Brock Purdy even going to start for the Niners, Chris?
It was unclear as of Thursday whether San Francisco would have starting QB Brock Purdy. I think we're a little bit past the Mac Jones stuff now.
Yeah, his backup bump has worn off. Even if they have Purdy, that entire team is just banged up. I know the Giants lost Scataboo, but Tyrone Tracy's pretty good, if you remember last season. This is one of those games where I think it's going to be ugly. Those are the kind of games the Giants thrive in. I think I got the Giants at home.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. Those injury-prone Niners better be careful, because you know how that MetLife, you know how that turf is. It eats ACLs. And I see a very injury-prone team out there.
I'm not going to waste too much time on this. I got the Niners. I think they're just a overall better team after Cam Scataboo went down last week against the Eagles. I think the Giants took a step back. And so I think they'll be too reliant on dart to win them the game, and I think that will be the reason why they lose, because I'm not entirely okay with him with his turnover-worthy plays. So I think he'll throw an interception that might cost them the game. That's why I'm with the 49ers.
Yeah, you're going to be wrong. Jackson Dart. Colts. Colts Steelers. Colts favored by 3.5, over under 50.5. Terms, if you got Jonathan Taylor, of course, being an MVP favorite right now, what would you guys have as your top three?
MVP?
Yeah. Right now.
Taylor's number one.
Mm-hmm, same. Baker's
number three. Who would be like who's in the top three? Not Mahomes. Just no.
Statistically, look, the record doesn't say it, but statistically, he does kind of have to be there. For me, it's probably Jonathan Taylor, Patrick Mahomes, and Drake May.
I'd probably go Drake May before I go Patrick Mahomes, but
and I'll take that.
Yeah.
Because I like his wins more than I like Patrick Mahomes's. Even though Detroit is the best, I guess Detroit is the best one out of them all. But right now, Jonathan Taylor, Baker Mayfield, we'll switch them, Drake May and Baker Mayfield. Those are my top three.
Mine are Drake May, Drake May, Drake May. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I would have to agree. Like, Jonathan Taylor, like, he's been insane this season. He's been a beast. Tyler Warren's been insane. This is also the other half of the Kyle Duggar trade, by the way, with the Steelers, of course. Fun fact, Colts and Steelers are meeting for the fourth consecutive season and the fifth time in 6 years. And Colts have won back-to-back games after snapping a seven-game losing streak. Well, if I were the Steelers, I'm thinking about where I am in the Mike Tomlin cycle. Where am I in the Mike Tomlin cycle? Oh, here I am. Right around 500. I want Mike Tomlin to be fired. Yeah, I hate my team. Boy, does that set up quite nicely for Mike Tomlin to snatch it back and reel the fans back into play. Give me the Steelers in an upset. Give me a weird shootout. And the Steelers, for some reason, come out on top.
If the Steelers somehow win this game, I'm going to be so angry and so pissed off that they could beat the Colts but lose to the Bengals. You know, the hapless Bengals without a defense.
I'm no longer depressed. I'm just a Ravens fan.
Yes, as a Ravens fan, I actually might be depressed that game because how I think the Colts are going to win. I think the game will be close. But I just don't know how they'll just be able to contain Jonathan Taylor for four quarters. I don't see Aaron Rodgers being this like being the savior, keeping them in the game. Because I don't think they have the necessary pieces on offense to do that. I think it'll be close until like the fourth quarter where the Colts just eventually pull away. I'm thinking 31-24, that being the final score.
Yeah, I understand that. And when the Colts win, you're going to say,
Oh, that was fantastic. Might be something.
All right, I'm sorry. Yeah, we had fun with our sound effects here. But honestly, I have to go with the Colts for one reason. You know, the Steelers need some, but they don't have defense. That defense is atrocious.
The Colts?
The Steelers.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, what a terrible unit. Just what an absolute just mess. Yeah, TJ Watts, you know, and all of them, you know, they're all fine, but that's a solid pass rush, sort of, depends on the week. But they can't stop the run. And Jonathan Taylor should be in the lead for MVP. And he's going to run all over him. And when they're gassed from trying to chase him, that's when Daniel Jones, dare I say, shows off the arm a bit. You know, gets some nice lobs to Michael Pittman and Tyler Warren. And the Steelers' pass defense is practically non-existent. They are missing Minka Fitzpatrick. Jalen Ramsey is little more than burnt toast. Give me the Colts. That Steelers' defense couldn't stop a nosebleed.
You mean Danny Dimes is going to dime up that defense? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, actually.
All right. Speaking
of games that I'm not going to have any sort of a good time watching, the Broncos and the Texans.
That could be good. That could be good.
No, it won't.
Honestly, this has Slugfest written all over it. Yeah, I know Bo Nix has been playing well, but that Texans defense is scary. And the Texans offense is nothing. And the Broncos defense is also scary. It's going to be a defensive slugfest. It's like, oh my God. That Broncos defense versus that Texans offense is like that meme, hydrogen bomb versus coughing baby. So, yeah, that Texans.
Are you looking it up right now?
I'm looking up to see if Patrick Surtain is healthy.
Oh, no, he's not.
He's not. He's going to miss like 4 to 6 weeks.
So, again, it doesn't mean it's going to be, like, an easy game for the Broncos. That defense
is their pass rush is one of the nastiest in the league between Nick Benito and Jonathan Cooper. So, I'm going with the Broncos. Give me the Broncos in an ugly shootout an ugly slugfest, because even though I think the Texans defense is going to put Bo Nix in hell, I trust that offense a little more than I trust Houston's.
I think this game reeks of a Broncos letdown game. It reeks of it. You want to hear a stat that helps my case? 77 points in their last five quarters. The Broncos have scored 77 points in their last five quarters. The stock market's about to crash. That's what's about to happen here.
Or this could be the turn of a new beginning under Sean Payton and Bo Nix. We shall see. We shall see.
Tuck, what's your pick?
I believe I picked the Broncos, if I believe so.
You did pick the Broncos. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, I picked the Broncos. I just think overall they're a better team. A lot of inconsistencies with the Texans' offense makes me a little concerned. But overall, I think just the Broncos are a better team, head and shoulders. So that's why I picked them.
That's why, obviously, they're the better team, but that's why it reeks of a letdown game. We're going to step aside for a quick break when we come back. Late afternoon games and prime time. This is Full Maruski Podcast.
It may not have always showed it in the stat sheet, but you can see him making throws when he needs to make the throws.
Back-to-back games where he has 3 touchdowns.
Someone's got to get that 6th or 7th spot.
He's an elite wide receiver as a rookie.
Truly a lose-lose scenario for both sides.
Someone's got to get that 6th or 7th spot. Yeah. Yeah.
Nah. Week nah. Night. No.
Week no. Night.
Damn you to hell.
Damn me to hell.
Yeah, condemn you to hell. No.
Go ahead and die for me, because you are a net negative on society.
Or what about this
one? Amen. Listen to me.
What about this one?
Go ahead and die for me.
Yeah, Adam just cut that up and made 2 more. I don't know what he was cooking there, but he cooked.
Week 9, late afternoon games. Vegas and Jacksonville. Jacksonville's favorite by 2 on the road. Raiders are probably going to they're going to have Brock Bowers back this week.
No, not enough to explain me.
Yeah, no.
They're going to have Brock Bowers back. Well, I have news for you, Chris. The streets yearn for more Geno Smith interceptions. Give me the Jaguars, because at least Travis Hunter looked solid last week. That's my reasoning.
I think I picked – the Jaguars strictly because Travis Hunter is on the field. I just want to see him like make highlights. I don't care about this game.
This could very easily just be a sneaky close game because that's how inconsistent the Jaguars offense is, though.
Yes.
But, yeah, give me the Jaguars. Rams Saints, let's play a game called Guess That Spread. The Rams are favored by how many points?
Probably 14 and a half.
Are you dickhead? Did you look at the ticker?
Yes. Why did you say it as it was going by on the ticker?
Hey, how was I supposed to know? I'm looking at freaking ESPN. How am I supposed to know?
You could look with your eyes.
All right. That's our preview of Rams Saints, because the Rams are going to kick the shit out of the Saints.
Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah. Rams are going to win handedly, I believe.
Yeah. All right. To the primetime slot, Sunday Night Football, Commanders and Seahawks. Seahawks favored by 2.5 on the road against Washington. This defense has been interesting, to say the least. Not very good, and they are kind of at a bit of crossroads here as well. They're 3-5. I would consider this a must-win.
That's not your opinion. It's fact. It is a must-win game.
Yeah.
Also, they have Jaden Daniels back. At least all signs are pointing to it. But no Terry. No Terry.
Yes. No Terry. That's the other thing. There's no Terry.
They got Debo.
They got Debo.
Old Debo Samuel. That's scary.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. I got to go with the Seahawks here.
Easily Seahawks. They have a better offense and a better defense. Seahawks.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, one thing that I know about the Seahawks, though, is that they're always bound for a letdown game, too. Give me the Seahawks. Give me the Commanders beating the Seahawks. They're going to let us down. Here's a fun stat. Geno Smith, 17 starts last year, sacked 50 times, allowed third most sacks of any team in the NFL. Sam Darnold has only been sacked 9 times in the first 7 games of the season. Hey, Clint Kubiak, first year offense coordinator for the Seahawks, hats off. Mm-hmm. But I see the way that the Commanders raged hell. They raged hell on the Chiefs. At least the defense did in that first half before Mahomes caught wind. I see a stat like that. I consider that a letdown stat. Jaden Daniels coming back too. Let's see what happens. Give me Washington in a sneaky upset.
All right.
Monday Night Football, Cowboys and Cardinals. Who wants to go first?
I'll take this game because we're all in agreement based upon the picks, so it doesn't really matter. I think the Cowboys are going to get the job done, and I'm surprised I'm saying that because it's the Cowboys. But I think the offense is good enough to win them this game, and I've been unconvinced about the Cardinals this season, especially after their loss to the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, they've lost their last 5 games as well, by combined 13. Combined. So these are some tight games that they're losing in. So very easily they couldn't be 2-5 very easily, especially when you look at the Titans game. Hands to Jacoby Brissett. He's actually been outplaying Kyler Murray while he's been out with injury. But yeah, I see this Cowboys team having a massive bounce back game, especially after the stinker that they put up this past week in Denver. I could see this offense going crazy this week. And Dak, He's had two bad games, right? He's had two bad games. Next week after each, the next week after the first one, guns blazing. I expect that this week. Tia?
I got to go with Dallas here. And this game, I think, is going to be another sneaky shootout like the Jets-Bengals game. You know, because the Cowboys' offense has been humming. Their defense, which was already not good, has been marred by injuries, which now makes them even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Now we move on to the Cardinals. Their offense is inconsistent, and their defense is just non-existent. So, just no defense allowed. I think we're gonna see a sneaky shootout. So, but I trust the Cowboys offense more. Give me the Cowboys in Jerry World.
That is, I just realized I never even had the right banner up this entire time. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing you can do. That is our week 9 game picks. Anything else we want to touch upon before we end the show?
Anything? No, there's nothing I want to talk about except go Ravens. Go Ravens.
Yeah. Whatever. Happy Ravens fan.
We had a good win tonight.
Yeah, you did. You did have a good one. A win is a win.
Yep. We'll take all as many as we can get right now.
Yep. That'll do it for us today. Thank you for tuning in to another Tuesday episode. Another Friday episode of the Fumble Rooski Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Also have all our episodes available on Spotify, Spreaker, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, and so much more. Be sure to follow our Instagram, FumbleRooski_podcast, to keep up the pod and the latest coverage on the NFL. Otherwise, he's CJ Medeiros, he's Justin Tucker, I'm Chris Kostich. We'll see you on Tuesday. Over and out.